there's a progression in Mary's story. At first, she was afraid because an angel came to her with a mission. The angel told Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God and King of Israel. Then she was confused because the angel's message seemed impossible. How could she become pregnant without being with a man? The angel told Mary that her pregnancy would be a miracle by God. In the end, Mary experiences peace by telling the angel she will follow God's mission for her. Even though this would be a long, difficult journey, Mary obeyed God. What is God's mission for you? We're going to take a moment of silence. If you don't know what God's mission for you, you can pray for God to show you. God, show me what you want with my life. Or you can pray for God's help to fulfill His mission in you. Maybe you're so used to living life your own way, you need help to really follow God. Or maybe you know you're supposed to tell other people about Jesus, but it's scary for you. Maybe you need help to forgive people that are hard to forgive. Or give up some of your time or money to help others in need. Let's have a minute of silence to meditate and to pray. Thank you, God, for the example of Mary. Help us to obey you like Mary did and find peace. Let's continue worshiping in song.
1:22-23这样说，这一切的事成就，就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻译出来就是上帝与我们同在。 Matthew Chapter 1, verse 22 and 23 says, All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. 让我们一起起立，我们一起来唱今天的诗歌《以马内利，恳求降临》。Let's rise and sing, O come, O come, Emmanuel.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby. It was night, and they were taking care of their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平静归于他所喜悦的人。
The angel left and went to heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in a manger.After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about the child.
凡听见的就差与牧羊真人对他们所说的话，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使像他们所说的，就归耀于神，赞美他。
You may all be seated. During Christmas season, there are many reasons for us to feel joy.
在圣诞节期间，有很多理由让我们感到很喜乐的。
Time off from school or work.
其中一个就是可以放假不用工作的时候。
Sitting by a warm fire, drinking hot chocolate.
想象一下，坐在火炉旁边喝热巧克力。
Time with people we love.
我们可以尽情地跟我们所爱的人在一起。
Those things are great, but we actually have something that brings even greater joy.We know that we all disobey God and deserve God's holy punishment. But we celebrate Christmas because Jesus came as a human to die on the cross and take on our punishment. When we believe in Jesus, God forgives all our sins.And we become God's children. The church becomes our new family in God. We can experience God's love and presence now and for eternity. What can bring us bigger joy?
到底是什么能给我们带来更大的喜乐呢？
We're going to have a moment of silence.
我现在安静的思想。
If other things have been taking away your focus from Jesus, ask him for forgiveness.
我们可以请求神赦免我们什么呢？如果我们有其他的事情分散了我们对主耶稣的注意力。
If you don't understand why Jesus' birth is such a big deal, ask God to help you experience the joy of Jesus.
我们也可以祷告求神帮助我们经历耶稣的喜乐，因为当我们不明白为什么耶稣诞生是一件大事情的时候。
You can also ask God to help you share the joy of Jesus with people around you.
我们也可以祷告求神帮助我们分享耶稣救恩的信息而感到喜乐。
We can be like the shepherds that were filled with joy and told everyone what they experienced.
我们也可以像牧羊人一样，我们满心的欢喜，把自己的经历告诉大家。
Let's have a minute of silence to meditate and pray. God, thank you for the example of joy from the shepherds.
主啊，谢谢你让我们从牧羊人身上看见了喜乐。
Help us to experience joy in you and share it with the world.
请你帮助我们从你那里经历到喜乐，而且向这个世界来分享这份喜乐。
Let's continue worshiping in song.
罗马书五章第八节这样说：唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。Romans 5 chapter, verse 8 says, But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. 让我们一起起立，我们一起来唱。爱何等大。Let's rise and sing My Savior's Love.
This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary and Joseph had promised to get married. But before they started to live together, it became clear that she was going to have a baby. She became pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was faithful to the law, but he did not want to put her to shame in public. So he planned to divorce her quietly.
正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，
因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
You may all be seated. When Jesus was born, he fulfilled the prophecy that God would be with us. Jesus was in heaven and didn't need to come down to earth. So why did Jesus come down to be with us? The Bible tells us that Jesus came because he loved us. The surprising fact is that Jesus loved us even though we often turn against him. He loved us so much that he even died on the cross for us. Christmas is a celebration of God's greatest act of love. We're going to have a moment of silence. Think about Jesus' love for you. Even though you've disobeyed God, he still loves you. Jesus still came on the cross to die for you. Jesus still wants you to believe in him and become part of his family. Who else loves you that much? Think about Jesus' love for you and thank him. Let's have a minute of silence to meditate and pray. God, thank you for your love. Help us to understand and respond to your love. Christmas season is ending. Soon everyone will put away their Christmas decorations. Radio stations will go back to playing regular music. And the weather will warm back up and the sun will come out, hopefully. Soon we'll be looking back at Christmas 2021. What do you remember? Maybe you'll look back and think of all the gifts you received. Or time spent with loved ones.
或者是与爱的人所经历的美好时光。
Or you'll remember how the pandemic messed everything up.
或者是你觉得，哎呀，真是的，新冠病毒的疫情呢，搞砸了所有的事情。
Will you think of why Jesus came and how your relationship with Jesus grew?
你有没有真正的想到为什么耶稣来到世上，而且我们跟耶稣的关系是怎么开始的呢？
Will you look back at how your faith in God grew stronger as you learned to trust in Him?
你会不会回顾你对神的这个信心是怎么样能够成长而且更坚定呢？
Will you think about the peace you found in Jesus by following Jesus?
你是不是会想到你因为跟随耶稣而找到平安呢？
Will you light up with joy as you when you remember how you shared the good news of Jesus to others?
你回想到你跟别人分享耶稣基督的救恩福音的时候，你高兴的眼睛都发亮。
Will your heart be warmed because Jesus came from heaven to save us?
你的心有没有因为耶稣从天上来到世上拯救我们而倍感温暖呢？
Jesus gave us so much.
耶稣给了我们这么多。
How about making this Christmas memorable by giving back to Jesus?
不如今年的圣诞节就给自己一个特别的回忆。就是将耶稣所赏赐给我们的，我们回献给耶稣吧。
Maybe you've never believed in Jesus before, but now you want to give your life to follow him.
也许你从来没有相信过耶稣，但是你现在想要献出你的生命来跟随他。
Perhaps you realize that you have said you believe in Jesus, but you've been doing things your own way the whole time.
又或者你好像其实是已经相信耶稣了，但是你一直用自己的方式做事。
You can give your sins to Jesus by admitting what you've done, saying you're sorry and asking for forgiveness.
此刻，不如你把你的罪交给耶稣，承认你所做的事情，求耶稣来赦免。
Are there fears, stresses, or anxieties in your life that you worry about?
又或者在你的生活当中有恐惧、压力或焦虑，让你很担忧。
The Bible tells us to cast all our cares on God because He cares about us.
但圣经告诉我们，神爱我们，关心我们，要我们把我们所有一切的忧虑献给他。
You can give your worries to Jesus, so you can find rest in Him.
又或者我们把我们的忧虑献给神，献给耶稣，然后可以在他里面得到平安。
Some of you might look back at 2021 and realize you didn't really spend much time with Jesus.
又或者我们当中的某些人觉得，哎呀，2021年快过去了，但是我却没有花时间跟耶稣在一起。
You spent so much time on work, on school, and I don't know, YouTube. You spent so little time on praying or reading your Bible or worshiping in song or talking about God.
又或者我们是不是花了很多的时间在？工作啦，学校啦，或者是三C产品啦，但是花太少时间读经祷告亲近神了。
You can give your time to Jesus by spending time with Him.
如果你愿意借着耶稣跟他在一起的时间，那么你就把时间献给他吧。
What can you give to Jesus?
你能献给耶稣什么？
When Jesus was born, Mary placed him in a manger.
当耶稣出生的时候，玛利亚把他放在马槽里。
And we have a manger right here.
此刻我们现场有一个马槽。
There are pens and paper on the table right here too.
前面的桌上也有纸和笔。
When you've thought about what to give to Jesus, you can sanitize your hands, write it down on a piece of paper, and place it in the manger.
当你想好要献给耶稣什么？时候呢，你可以用干洗手消毒一下，写在纸上，然后把它放在马槽里。
If you can't think of something to give, don't feel any pressure.
可能你想不出什么事情或什么东西，也不要感到有压力。
Continue to ask God for help and ask other Christians too.
或者写下你的请求神的帮助，也可以来跟其他的基督徒有更多的交流。
Let's spend the next few minutes and meditate on what we can give to Jesus this Christmas.
我们会用几分钟的时间，让我们一起来想，我们要把什么献给耶稣。
And also because of COVID, once you write with the pen, you can take it with you.
又或者因为这个 COVID-19 的关系，写完
So let's meditate and pray what we can give to Jesus. You can also come up to write on the papers as well. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and giving us so much.
主耶稣，谢谢你，谢谢你来到世上，就给了我们这么丰盛。
You loved us so much that you came to give us your life.
你如此的爱我们，甚至把生命都付出了。
Help us to make this Christmas memorable by giving back to you.
求你帮助我们，借着向你献上的，使这个圣诞节更加令人难忘。
May our lives be filled with Christmas faith, peace, joy, and love every day of this year.
盼望我们的生活的每一天都充满了信心、和平、喜乐和爱。
In your name, I pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.